Lucy Chocolate Factory Bear. Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is Tuesday, February 14th, and delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score sent.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 cars for kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 cars for kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan. Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena next Tuesday as they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
The wise words of Harvey Dent. You either die the hero or you live long enough to become a villain. And I think that it is what it is, but I'll continue to be who I am.
That's Bulls guard Jimmy Butler, who last night was the hero as he led the Bulls with 28 in their 128-100 win over the Thunder. And the quote from Harvey Dent actually goes, you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. For the movie, hey, very good. Four of the five starters finished with double digits. Can you name the movie, though? What superhero movie? Anyone? Harvey Dent? No? Yeah, Spider-Man. Reference. Four of the five starters finished with double digits. The Bulls are back to 500, thank God, and they play tomorrow night in Houston. NHL, the Blackhawks are in Glendale to take on the Coyotes. The Hawks have dropped their last three as Phoenix has lost five of their last 10, and they sit with the second worst point total in the West. Puck drops at 8. In golf, Tiger shot a 77 in the opening round of the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. Sergio Garcia is the leader after firing a 7-under 65, but it's only Thursday. And Nino Bertasio of Italy, he sits two shots back. College Buckets, number 25 Northwestern, trailed by 22 at the half, so as number 23 Purdue roll to an 80-59 victory. Tonight in Buckets, number 1 Gonzaga takes on BYU, and Oregon State hosts number 5 Arizona. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rose and Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. Hey, football fans, make sure to order Aurelio's Pizza this weekend for the big game. Have it delivered hot and fresh. Download the Aurelio's Pizza app and start earning rewards today. Aurelio's Pizza, since 1959, it's the sauce. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51, this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run headfirst into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
We had a game in Washington where Joe Gibbs is yelling. We had a coach who carried the red flag, okay? Coach Gibbs did not do that. And he's yelling at the coach to throw the challenge flag on the field. Okay, he can't find it. Throwing his keys in the field, his cookies in his pocket. He's throwing everything on the field. He can't find it because it was stuck in his sock.
Matt Bowen.
He played his game for the wrong reasons. He gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Matt Bowen is on Twitter at MattBowen41. He is now on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. And as we've been talking about all week, Matt, this one is worthy of big game status. There are star players. There are all kinds of X's and O's avenues to discuss here for what could happen. But I'm curious in which direction you're going when you analyze this.
Well, I think, Dan, you have to start with the offenses. And I've been studying both Atlanta and New England this week, just looking at, you know, their go-to concepts, their base concepts, how they dress up formations. They're a little different. You know, New England is more of a short to intermediate route tree, whereas you look at Atlanta, there's more play action. I think there's a little bit more empty, more vertical shots down the field. And you're going to get that with Julio Jones. Okay, I've been watching Julio Jones, and you know, the only comparison I can come up to is LeBron James in terms of how he can take over a game. What I mean by that is his size, his speed, his matchup ability, what he can do from formation-wise. You put him in the slot, you put him in the stack, put him outside the numbers. It's tough to really say, well, we're going to play him one-on-one. So what I'm looking at here is, okay, how is Bill Belichick, how is New England going to play against him? So we're back and watch what they did against Antonio Brown. Again, another number one wide receiver, top five guy. Not the same skill set as Julio, but the same impact on the football field. And what they did is they basically played two men over the top of him. They rolled the safety over the top. They put Malcolm Butler underneath. And they said, look, we're going to take him out of the game. Okay, and you could do that against Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh, you know, Martavis Bryant wasn't there this year. They didn't have the expected production at the tight end position. When you do that against Atlanta, what's the risk you're taking? You still have to worry about Sanu. You still have to worry about the running back. You still have to worry about Taylor Gabriel. They're underrated tight ends, and they use very well within their system. So I really think that what Bill Belichick is going to do is have a similar plan like that. They're going to play press man across the board. I really believe they are. Oof. I think they're going to be physical. I don't think it's going to be ultra-complex. You know, sometimes this, and I'm guilty of this too. I start looking at stuff and I start drawing stuff all over notebooks. And then when you watch the game, it's like, oh, well, they're just playing press man. They're playing physical football. That's what New England does. I mean, I'm trying to find stuff within that film, say, wow, this is really creative, but this looks like, you know, something Greg Williams would do or Wade Phillips would do. And they have done that in the past. But right now, guys, they tackle better than anyone. They're as physical as anyone in the NFL. And they play with great technique. It's not super complicated. So I think the battle's really going to be won or lost at the line of scrimmage against Atlanta's offense, which reminds me of the team I played on as a rookie in St. Louis with Kurt Warner, with Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Ricky Prohl, Isaac King. I mean, just talent all over the field, layers of talent. They're very similar.
Yeah, you mentioned the line of scrimmage. I think it's pretty. This is a more simple game than the combatants would let you believe, because, of course, you think Tom Brady, you think Bill Belichick, you think the chess game, and, of course, Kyle Shanahan. But to me, it's David Andrews, who is the center for the New England Patriots, versus Alex Mack, who is the center for the Atlanta Falcons. And if Grady Jarrett and Rashid Hageman can have the kind of games they had this playoffs, or if Alan Branch and Malcolm Brown can be stout, because you got two of the best ladder climbers in the pocket in the game, in Matt Ryan and Tom Brady. So that outside rush, I think, is going to do only so much. It's going to be about those big guys in the middle, especially at that center position.
I agree, Jason, because, you know, the narrative all week is, well, you have to rush Brady with four. Okay, and Vic Beasley and Freeney off the edge. Tom Brady doesn't care about edge pressure. He does. He just steps up. He's a master in the pocket. Matt Ryan is excellent in the pocket. You have to attack them the A and the B gaps. But you can't run twist stunts. You can get Vic Beasley to come off twist on inside. But what about Deion Jones? Okay, and Deion Jones, I remember watching him at the Senior Bowl. I thought he was a strong safety. He's a linebacker. I would love to coach this guy. I mean, just natural athletic ability. They used it a little bit against Green Bay, where he blitzed up the A-gap, forced Rodgers to throw the football away in that first drive, which led to a missed field goal. But can you use him a little bit? Now, I'm not saying you want to blitz Brady. Look at the numbers. You're kind of crazy doing that. But you also can't let him sit in the pocket. You can't, because Atlanta's secondary is not Seattle's secondary when they're healthy. They're just not. I mean, they're young, they're athletic, but they're still inexperienced. I don't think they match up very well to Edelman and Hogan. So how are you going to make Tom Brady uncomfortable? It's got to be through the middle. Because you make Tom Brady leave the pocket, it's a different football game, completely different football game.
We were talking to Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports yesterday, and he speculated, and I asked for something that maybe we're not thinking about as we try to project what's going to happen in the game. And he thought there's a possibility that the Patriots go conservative, and rather than asking Tom Brady to do everything, that they just pounded at him in the run game and saying that it would be, it's not what anybody's talking about, but it might be the best avenue to controlling the game from the outset by establishing their own run, even though everybody's paying more attention to the dual threat running backs of Atlanta.
That's a good point, and I kind of agree with it, and this is why. If you watch, well, really both teams, we don't talk about the run game with both teams. It's understandable because of the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, weapons outside. Atlanta ranked 50 in the NFL this year in running the football. You really watch New England tape. I mean, they're old school. They run power. That's what they do. They run power roll. They pull guards. They kick out with the fullback. They lead downhill with LeGarrette Blount. They go to one back. They get Deion Lewis involved. Okay, they can run the football. They can reduce the formation. What's so interesting to me about New England is you really study their film. The routes don't change. The personnel does, though. So they'll bring their regular personnel on the field. Some people call it 21. It's two wide receivers, a tight end, two running backs. And they'll come out and spread. So what that does is that forces the hand of Atlanta. Can you bring your sub-package personnel on the field? Well, if you do, they're just going to bring the tight end in. They're going to bring the fullback in and run the ball right down the field. I think that's part of the chess match of this football game, is what New England does with their base or regular personnel, because they can do everything with it. They really can. They'll put the fullback outside the numbers just to widen the corner and get the seams open. That's what they do. That's why Josh McDaniels is so smart.
And that's why I thought Pittsburgh had a better chance. And, of course, Le'Veon Bell goes out in the first quarter, because they don't do a whole hell of a lot of substituting, because they're so multiple with everything that Le'Veon Bell can do. He can line up in the slot. He can line up wide. And, of course, he's a running back. That being said, they lost that game, and they lost it, I think, quite handily, even though the score may not have said that. Who would tempo affect more? Like, who substitutes more in terms of their defense? You know, you talk about base defense and sub-packages, but who can stay on the field and defend against the run with their sub-package better, the Patriots or the Falcons? Because if that's the case, then tempo should be something that kind of gives one team the edge over the other.
Right. I think if the Patriots can handle tempo, from a defense perspective, I think the Patriots can handle it better. I do. I think you're going to see New England push the tempo. And not that they can't play. They can line up and cover three and anything they want, Jason. But I do think you're going to see New England push the tempo. There's no question about it. That's when they're at their best. And the flip side, I would not be surprised to see Atlanta slow the tempo. Okay, and this is why. You have to be realistic about your defense versus Tom Brady. Can they limit Brady? But if you're controlling the clock, like they did, you remember that divisional round against Seattle. and they had that drive that went into the second quarter.
Yep.
Okay, and they ended up with Julio Jones on the pick route in the goal line. That type of drive, those type of long drives. And it doesn't have to be super creative. You can run zone with Freeman and Coleman. You can run, you know, quick routes to the flat with Freeman and Coleman. You can run crossers to Julio Jones. You can throw wide receiver screens to Gabriel. This is basic stuff. You're just moving the sticks, methodically moving the sticks down the field. Now, if you have a chance to take a shot, which they do on certain concepts, deep play action concepts, you will see that. But I do believe they need to control the clock a little bit in this football game. You cannot let Tom Brady keep coming out and coming out running tempo and moving the ball down the field on your defense.
So I'm going back to what you said initially about the Patriots playing press man. Then that pick play is a go-to. I mean, if you're talking forcing a switch or forcing a decision every time, depending on the splits, that's there all day if you're trying to exploit that tight man coverage that with that proximity to the line of scrimmage, right?
Yeah, you're testing the communication of the Patriots secondary. That's what you're doing. Now, New England plays bunch and stack routes, Dan, as well as anyone in the NFL. They're always prepared. They communicate a ton. What they do is they jam the guy on the ball and they play an in and out coverage off the two receivers off the ball versus the stack. Same thing, jam the guy on the ball, just like we saw in the Super Bowl against Seattle with Dr. Buck. That's how you play a stack. But especially in the red zone, okay, because New England is very good defensively in the red zone, one of the best teams in terms of allowing points and winning inside the plus 10-yard line. And that's where you'll probably see the bunch and the stack routes more from Atlanta. Same what they did with Green Bay when they got Freeman open. I call it a follow route. Okay, you release the tight end up the field. He's just there to run into people. And then you bring a shallow cross underneath it, and Freeman follows behind it on an angle route. That's impossible to play. It really is. I don't care if you're talking about high school, college, or pros. That is a tough route to stop because you're naturally going to widen with the angle from Freeman. Then you get caught up in the wash. They need to do those things to really test that defense because I agree, Dan. That's the first thing you go to. Every offensive coach has answers written on the game plan. So if you come out there and you're Kyle Shanahan, you see a bunch of press man, when you move the ball inside the 20, that's what you're going to do. You're going to reduce the formation. You use a lot of pre-snap motions and shifts and try to get those bunch and stacks to get a guy free.
What's happening now with these guys? Like, we're talking a lot about, of course, the X's and O's that will come on Sunday, but you know, football players are creatures of habit, and the routine gets locked in over years and years and weeks and months of NFL football. You always talk about don't veer away from your routine or veer off of your routine. Well, you don't ever have to answer questions as much as you do every single day leading up to the Super Bowl, so it's impossible not to have, you know, some straying from that routine. What do guys that you've heard of or that you've talked to or experienced, what do guys get locked into as far as, okay, I got to get back on the way my regular week goes? Or is it okay for you to look at this as a different opportunity and a different experience? Like, how would you advise a person or a young guy who is experiencing this for the first time?
I think you should enjoy yourself when you get down there, Jason. I think that's part of the reward for going to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the week. You know, those teams arrive on Monday. They have their media night, which is, you know, kind of turned into a circus now. And, you know, Tuesday's your normal day off, but you're going to watch film, you know, prep for the Super Bowl, obviously. But I think you should enjoy it in the week. I think Wednesday you have to lock in. You get back into that routine. And Wednesday is usually first and second down. Thursday is third down. Friday is red zone. Saturday is walkthrough. And then you go put the pads on and play Sunday. So I think you have to get back into that routine, Jason. But you're crazy not to enjoy some of it. I mean, you're not at home. It's going to be different. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the Super Bowl. I mean, that's part of the reason why Tom Brady has been to so many Super Bowls and won so many rings is his teams know how to focus and lock in when the time is to lock in and get ready for that game. But, you know, we've always talked about this. These guys are not robots. They're humans, okay? That doesn't mean you should be going to Super Bowl parties on Friday night. I'm not saying that, but
yeah,
you know,
don't pull a Jeannie Rob, is what you're saying, right? Don't.
Hey, be prepared and try to make it as similar as you can to back home in terms of your game prep, your film study, and getting through the week of practice.
All right, on another subject, I want to talk to Matt Bowen, the high school football coach, and not just Matt Bowen, the NFL expert here, because we began the show with a conversation with Antonio Romanucci, who's the lead attorney that's heading up the lawsuit against Lake Zurich High School. And I don't know in high school football circles what had been percolating regarding this story coming out. The reporter from the Daily Herald yesterday, who we talked to, did say that it was the worst kept secret in the northwest suburbs about what was happening at Lake Zurich. And I'm just curious, from in your role, and the extent to which you have the cachet that you have with your football pedigree, and the informed by your experience in high school and college, do you talk to your kids about locker room behavior, about these kind of things? Is there what level of awareness? And I don't know in your certifications what you have to be prepared to do and educated on. But I would love to get your perspective on what's turning into something really ugly and unfortunate at Lake Zurich High School.
Yeah, it really is, Dan. We talk to our players all the time about it. And me personally, when I talk to my defensive backs, because I've always said this, when you're a high school coach, I think it's an extension of the classroom. I really believe that. Okay, so you should have the same behavior, the same ethics, the same way of teaching as you would in an English classroom, and the same respect for your classmates if you were inside the school building, because that's what this is. It's a school. These are true student-athletes. This is not the business of college football. It's not the business of professional football. These are kids, okay? So that, first of all, that environment has to be welcoming. It has to be safe. It has to be a place where young boys can grow into young men, okay, and develop as people, okay? So if you have outside influences or you have a situation that we're talking about right now, which is just awful, in my opinion, that can never happen at our level. It can't. It just can't, because we're talking about kids. And some of these kids really need football to develop. Some of these kids really need football to develop relationships and friendships throughout the course of the 4 years. Some people need football to get to college. Some people need football to be held more accountable as a student, how it translates from the field to the classroom. And some people need those life lessons. So if you take that away, okay, by doing something like this, and I can barely even talk about it, man, because I'll tell you right now, I mean, these are kids. They're kids, and that can never happen at the high school level. It is a big thing in our program. We talk about it constantly. We talk about how behavior needs to be in the locker room. We talk about how senior leadership needs to take care of not only the upperclassmen in terms of the juniors, but the sophomores and freshmen in terms of being role models. And I think as a coach, you have an opportunity to be an ultimate role model and to shape someone's life. That's one of the main reasons I do it. I've talked to you about it all season. Because at the end of the day, you're not gonna remember the wins and losses. You're gonna remember the relationships you have with these kids and how you've impacted them in a positive way to get them ready for college. So when you have situations like this, because I was right when I came on, Nick told me he was gonna talk about it, when we were in the update, I started reading about it a little bit on the Tribune. And you can hardly get through that thing.
I know.
You can hardly get through that thing. So, I mean, as a coach, you know, you're ashamed to read stuff like that. You are, because that is no place. No place. And it doesn't matter if it's football, soccer, an after-school club. It doesn't matter. If it's part of the school community, you have a job as a moral leader of that school community to make sure that your environment is safe. Because you also have to think of this, Dan, from the perspective of a parent, mm-hmm. okay? Yeah. You send your kids to school, you expect them to be protected, right, by their teachers, by their principals, by their administrative staff. The same thing with those coaches. You are lending them your children for 3 to 4 hours a day, okay? And you're trusting those coaches that they're going to put them in a position to succeed, okay? And that's the stuff between the lines, okay? But it also carries over. As a coach, I'm responsible for my players. And we talk about everything with my players, everything. Everything you can think of. I have an open line of communication with my players. Nothing is out of bounds. If we want to talk about it, we'll have a mature discussion about it, because that's part of learning and growing as well. But you have to have that safe environment. You have to have that trust factor there. And with a situation like this that's going out there, there is no trust. That trust is broken now. I don't know how you rebuild that. I don't. But it's a very tough situation. It makes me angry. That's all I really said.
Yeah, I would think it makes you angry also as a coach. That was brilliantly said, because you have the human aspect, you have the parenting aspect, and you have what it says about for those who continue to try to normalize this as, oh, that's just part of what we do. There was a caller, Lawrence Holmes.
We're going
to
get it.
Last night, who was just saying, you know, stay out of Lake Zurich business, and this is what it's done. It's unfortunately
enabling this kind
you get the slavish dedication to football can make people think in ways they just shouldn't think and
be human.
Yeah, that's the negative side of some of it, where there should be good reasons. You know, it's
I think the part of especially high school athletics is building. And, you know, we talk about this with the Patriots all the time, but bring it down to our level and our discussion right now at this moment is building a culture. Okay, and building a culture has, you know, many different avenues that go into it. But building the right culture, that's how you build a successful program. And it's so much more than football. Football is probably the smallest thing involved. Culture is everything around it, okay? Everything around it. And to build that, to do it the right way, it starts at the top with your administrative staff. Then it goes to the head coach, your assistant coaches, your captains, and your entire team, okay? And team bonding. Team bonding is great. You need to do that stuff. But team bonding needs to be done the right way. You need to be supervised, because we are, again, dealing with kids. But if you do that the right way and you build the proper culture, then everyone wants to be a part of it. And when you have that, it is a beautiful thing at the high school level, when you do it the right way. Okay? And every school wants to do that. We're trying to do that too. I mean, every school is trying to do that. But that culture is so important. And the biggest reward for these young kids is to be a part of that culture, to work to be a part of that culture, to put in the time to be a part of that culture. But to do that, they have to be comfortable. They have to be comfortable. You have to have a program that's welcoming, that's accepting of everyone. And I mean everyone, okay? The best player and the kid that's struggling, okay? You have to be accepting of everything that goes on with these kids, because, again, they're kids. They're just learning as they go along. It is not easy to go to high school. We've all been high. It's not.
Right.
High school's not easy. It's not.
It's the most vulnerable period in your life.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is very hard times, okay? And for these kids, they don't understand adulthood, that life gets harder as we move on. We've all had road bumps in our life, okay? They don't understand that yet. For them right now, this is the biggest moment of their life, and they're trying to figure things out, okay? They're trying to figure things out. So if you can provide an outlet for them, that's part of the school community, that makes them feel welcome, makes them feel a part of something, makes them feel great. I mean, when we won the state championship this year, and to see the looks on those kids' faces, I'm talking about the best player on our team, down to the freshman who got the dress for the game. That's to be a part of something like that. It is the most rewarding experience you can have as a coach, to see how much it means to those kids, and because for some of them it has helped them a great deal. To feel more comfortable about themselves, okay? To have more respect for themselves, to have more self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And again, this is what the great thing about high school athletics is. The wins and losses of football is a part of it, but the culture around it and what you are building and what you are doing as a coach is going to impact kids for the rest of their life and prepare them later in life when they have those speed bumps, when they have those dark turns. But now they have something to lean on. Maybe it's calling an old coach. Maybe it's calling an old teammate because you were part of something. But for that structure to break down, like the discussion we're having now, that could shatter a lot of people, okay? It's not just about the football program and what's going to happen with the football program. You got to be kidding me, man. It's about these kids and what's going to happen to them now, all right? That's the main discussion here. Because of this situation, people have failed and they put them in an awkward situation. And a very trying situation, a very dangerous situation.
You're a stand-up dude, man. Matt, we appreciate your voice,
man. You're the best.
All right, guys.
That is Matt Bowen. That's worth another listen at some point. That is definitely there's
you can hear it in his voice.
Oh yeah, that's some realness, and I think we're gonna hear that again probably a little later on the show, because I think more people should hear what Matt Bowen said in that. I knew it was gonna be real, and I wanted to give him an opportunity, and I'm really glad that we did. This is Bernstein and Goff. Greg Gabriel will join us at 3 on The Score.
This This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Friday, Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS.
Yeah!
It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This week on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
One of my favorite fighters, boxer Paulie Malignaggi. Are you still fighting? Are you not still fighting?
Yeah, I've been trying to end my career, man. I mean, it's such a struggle to just kind of let things go. You know, it's I still feel pretty slick and pretty agile and pretty versatile in my ability to compete. So I just want to be able to do it just a little while longer.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Download and subscribe on Play.it and iTunes. And check out Paulie Malignaggi's podcast, From Brooklyn to the World.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena next Tuesday as they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. The Bulls tipped off their six-game road trip with a win over the Thunder, 128-100. Jimmy Butler led the way with 28 points as four of the five starters finished with double digits. The Bulls are back to 500, and they play tomorrow night in Houston. NHL, the Blackhawks are in Glendale to take on the Coyotes. The Hawks have dropped their last three as Phoenix has lost five of their last 10, and they sit with the second-worst point total in the West. Puck drops at 8. In golf, Tiger shot a 77 in the opening round of the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. Sergio Garcia is the leader after firing a 7-under 65, and Nino Bertasio of Italy sits two shots back. College Buckets, number 25 Northwestern, trailed by 22 at the half as number 23 Purdue rolled to an 80-59 victory. Tonight in College Hoops, number 1 Gonzaga takes on BYU, and Oregon State hosts number 5 Arizona. Kick off the first weekend of the 2017 Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Catch us broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner on Sunday, February 12th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Albert Almora will join The Score live from 2 to 3 p.m. via Skype at the Toyota Live Stage. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Batacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Art Van Furniture.
It's the CBS Thursday. It's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub? A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Say a smoker!
A digital electric smoker, and we are going to give that away.
Sir, do you have a smoker?
Do you have a smoker? I do. In fact, between now and 6 o'clock, you're going to get your opportunity to win that. And that is a very, very cool thing. Love the reaction coming in to Matt Bowen's comments, his heartfelt comments. You hear it. Yeah. You hear it from him how much he cares. And he really does care about the game.
He's coaching a wrestling team now. He cares about kids. He really does.
He cares about kids. He's got four beautiful boys, and you always see those pictures where Matt's dressing in the onesies with his crew. Like, that dude has a great heart, man, and you heard it come through, as you said, Dan, and you know, he almost lost it there a couple of times, mm-hmm. and we appreciate him. It seems silly to even ask him at the end there, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl right. after those poignant comments, so that's why we didn't.
Speaking of kids, and speaking of a heart, and speaking of helping, mm-hmm. I want you to know about the One Step Program's 2017 Charity Poker Championship presented by Raymond James. We are now exactly 3 weeks away from having cards in the air at the Montgomery Club at 500 West Superior Street. And we tend to have a big late rush, as it always has for in the decade plus that we've done this. There are people who scurry in to grab seats. Any left? Any left? Any left? We are going to be doing some seat giveaways coming up in the next couple of weeks, but the best that I can tell you is that you should grab your seat now. I just tweeted out a link to registration, and if you want all the information, tournament structure, and our high roller value, which is a real opportunity. If you are a serious player and you want this best chance to win a $10,000 seat at the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. That is our grand prize. And when you check this out and you look at the way we do this, you might say, all right, that high roller, the very, very popular tables last year. I believe we had 20 high rollers last year. And those tables, the winners of those tables go directly to the final table where there are thousands of dollars worth of prizes for everybody. And importantly, that big World Series of Poker seat. We are gathering to play Texas Hold'em, and we also thank our sponsors as well, David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage and Associated Agencies for being a part of this. But you show up, and for just $275, you are in. And there are multiple rebuys, chip add-ons, opportunities to stay in the game. We've got great food and drink. We've got, if you just want to spectate, you just want to come hang out and be a part of this great evening and party.
Yeah, we'll be there.
$75 for all you can eat and drink, but it is a real value for a World Series of Poker play-in. And what we're doing is we're benefiting Children's Oncology Services. All the money that we raise goes to helping kids with cancer and leukemia enjoy the simple joys of childhood, and we empower them. We encourage them to take on the world by showing them what they can do. And what people say, some even, you know, parents and people might say, oh, I don't know if you should be doing, but because we have state-of-the-art medical facilities and the best doctors from the best children's hospitals in the Midwest, the best nurses, the best trained volunteer staff, that these kids can do things that they never thought they could do. And you talk about seeing the look on their faces and understanding what it means for the rest of their lives. It's expensive to do this, but when we get people playing poker, when we get people turning out at events like this, we never have to say no, because there are a lot of families that are hit hard and say, well, we would do this, but we can't afford it. We'd love to send our kid to camp. And the kids beg, oh, you know, I went for a week last year. I want to go 2 weeks this year.
Just want to feel normal.
It just and they do. And I've seen them. And you look at these kids and you watch them take off their prosthesis and you go jump in a mud puddle. And that's the idea. Do our lake swim in Lake Geneva at Conference Point. Everything that they've done to ski down a mountain, to be part of our advocacy trips, to talk to important legislators in Washington and in Springfield, to riding horses and doing whitewater rafting and everything that we do as part of this. Playing poker helps them. And it's also a great party. It really is a fun night. We've got all kinds of celebrities that are going to be there as well. We've got actors. We've got local media people. You knock them out. There's special prizes to knock out those bounties. So I urge you to do this. Go to onestepcamp.org. That is onestepcamp.org. You can check out Midwest Poker at Midwest Poker on Twitter, or you can go to my Twitter page. There's a pinned tweet there at Dan_Bernstein when you just click on the profile. But do this. It's something that's very, very close to my heart, having served now on the board of the Organization of Children's Oncology Services and proudly as now as vice chairman of the organization, that come on out and play. and you're going to have a great time, and you might just win something really special.
Yeah, and if you need visuals to back it up, too, I mean, you can go to those IG pages, Instagram, One Step Camp, and also Team One Step. You know, a lot of pictures, a lot of smiling kids, and a lot of staff that that does tireless work along with Dan to make sure that this night is a success every single year.
Yeah, we're a small organization with a lot of really hardworking people, but we are helping more and more kids every single year, and the poker event is one great way to do it. So again, it is 3 weeks from tonight. It is Thursday, February 23rd at the Montgomery Club. It's owned by Gibson, so you know the food is fantastic. So place your bet on One Step programs and come out and play poker and let the poker players in your life know of this opportunity. They might find themselves in Vegas, might just find themselves in the big money, the serious money. So go to onestepcamp.org. This is Bernstein and Goff. More football talk after the top of the hour with Greg Gabriel. Greg Gabriel has been a part of four different Super Bowls, and I want to ask him about his experience, about what it has been like for him as a scout, as a team executive. He's got some other NFL news as well. We'll talk some basketball with Greg Gard, the Wisconsin coach, at 4:30. A bunch of other stuff as well, and a smoker could be yours today on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. CARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
All game. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So, Jason LaConfora of CBSSports.com writes the following. The Chicago Bears will make a strong, concerted effort to acquire quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo from the Patriots, according to sources with knowledge of the situation.
See, they were listening to us a couple of days ago.
The Illinois native is far and away their top offseason priority. Many teams view Garoppolo as the best option of all potential free agent or trade targets, and the Bears will have competition. Teams like the Browns, Jets, and 49ers could provide opposition. But the Bears' intent and willingness to complete a trade could not be more serious. Quarterback is an acute need. The Bears are moving on from Jay Cutler, and jobs are on the line there after two poor seasons from the John Fox and Ryan Pace regime. The Bears have abundant draft picks they could trade, including picks in the top three of each round. And while rival executives do not believe the Patriots will land a first-round pick that high via trade, a package including multiple high second-round picks is quite possible. Furthermore, trading Garoppolo out of the AFC would appeal to the Patriots, who expect him to prosper elsewhere. The Bears have done extensive work on Garoppolo and are very comfortable with him. He shined in the preseason, was exceptional filling in for Tom Brady during his four-game suspension, and has strong roots to that community. He played at Eastern Illinois, where Pace played as well. Tony Romo, Mike Shanahan, Saints coach Sean Payton are also Eastern Illinois products. Pace and Payton worked together in New Orleans and were very high on Garoppolo coming out of college. The Bears are prepared to engage in talks on Garoppolo at the Combine later this month or sooner if need be. Trades cannot be officially consummated, however, until after the league year begins in March. The Bears acknowledge it will be difficult to land much of anything for Cutler, with other teams preferring to not trade for him, instead wait for him to be cut and then sign into a cheaper contract, though a suitor could emerge.
All right, so now we're cooking with gas.
Yeah, that's it's
because
on.
It's different now. The price is different.
Exactly. If it's not, I'm thinking differently. If you're not giving up the asset that is the number three pick,
I'm down.
Okay.
If you're not,
my hang up was giving up that pick.
If you can get some ass kicker at number three and then get your franchise quarterback for a couple of second rounders,
done.
Yeah. Now, see what you did is you made me go back and read his. Is and this we aren't playing Who Are You or Who's Your Guy, by the way, right now, but you made me go back and look at his draft profile, because it's essentially you're drafting your franchise quarterback with a couple of second round picks. So looking at his weaknesses, is a tad undersized with small hands and short arms, uses a three-quarter delivery that could lead to batted balls. You got to be careful of those. Works heavily out of the shotgun and the spread offense, and footwork could require adjustment to working from under center. Does not always feel pressure in the pocket. Does not rip the deep out or drive the ball with high RPMs. Undershoots and often hangs the deep ball. Makes receivers work for the ball downfield, and deep accuracy could stand to improve. Makes a lot of simple one-look reads and was not heavily challenged by consistent pressure or complex looks in the Ohio Valley Conference. Now, of course, he's been in the league for a couple of years. He's been the understudy of one Tom Brady. But it's a different ball game if you're talking about the number three pick being off limits, if these reports are to be believed by one Jason LaConfora from CBS.
And I think we can actually talk to Greg Gabriel also in a few minutes, because he's scouted him.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a different ball game.
It's
though.
Exciting.
Yeah.
When you're not talking about that pick, if in fact it's not, you can cobble together a package and still hang on to that. You know, I think I'm okay.
Do you immediately find yourself a new offensive coordinator the minute you make that move? I mean, it's hard to pick from.
I would have done it already.
The staffs are already being built around the NFL, or have been built around the NFL. The only one still waiting on their situation is Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. And, of course, he's probably reached out to everybody that he probably promised a job once he got the big gig. So, you know, you're going to be scraping and scrapping, trying to find yourself a play caller or an offensive coordinator outside of Dowell Loggins. But it's a different game. Are you gun shy? Are you gun shy to do the whole yes thing that you did with Cutler?
Shouldn't they be?
6-7 years ago? That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't want to jump all in. You're putting your football toe in the water. Like,
well, look, Jake Cutler was already a Pro Bowler.
You know? No, I know. Like, I know.
That's somebody who you
I was excited too. I was excited. You know, 7 years later, 500 record. A lot of cigarettes later.
No, that not was enough, made up. Not that's enough. Not real.
Not what?
The smoking Jay Cutler thing.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about okay.
Actual cigarettes.
All right.
Like, yeah. No. Jay loves himself a butt every once in a while. Yeah. Don't think that's not real at all. But nah. You know, I mean, you want hope. You know, we're in the... It's time that this city have a rejuvenated sports spirit. You know, the Cubs made it happen for people. The Bulls are still hanging on to something. Sox are going to give you something new here.
Yeah, yeah. It'll take a while, though.
Sox? Yeah.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, a few years.
But yeah, now's the time to get all excited about it, and then you got to settle into watching it.
Yes.
It's
awful because it's every single day.
It's not going to be a whole lot of fun.
It ruins your summer. But it's good food. You know? Good food.
Oh, at the park? Oh,
sessions. Yeah.
Can I grab a Bob call?
If you want. I think we've had a good run of them. I don't know. Yeah, but this will be the one, though.
Bob's in Racine. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. Love the new show with you two together. Just wanted to ask what your opinion is on them maybe targeting Josh McDaniels. I know he's been kind of a head case in the past, but that would be quite the package.
He's gonna be a head coach. Yeah,
he's not gonna. He can't make a lateral move,
especially with a guy who might be on the way out.
Right.
In John Fox.
No. That's he's setting his sights much higher than that.
He writes his own ticket.
Greg Gabriel coming up next on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Chicago's number one sports morning show is Mully and Hanley live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
With everything available on demand for you whenever you want it and however you want it, it just seems antiquated that you're still going to the post office. It's still the same hassle that maybe for your business, it's once a week, maybe it's twice a week, maybe it's more than that, that you have to get in the car and drive over there and park and wait and deal with the whole inefficient hassle when you don't have to. You can get postage on demand with stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, anything, you can now do right from your desk with stamps.com. You buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package, and you're using your own computer and printer. They'll even send you a digital scale, so you automatically calculate exact postage on your own. And stamps.com never closes, so you're not worried about hurrying to the post office before it closes or getting there early in the morning when the lines are short. You can get postage whenever you need it, 24/7. And it's really simple. This is if it's something I can do, I know you can also. And right now you get this special offer. This is a no-brainer. You use the code DAN, you get a 4-week trial. That includes postage and a digital scale. And I guarantee you're going to try this and you're going to wonder why this wasn't part of your life long before. Go to stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in DAN. That's stamps.com. Enter DAN. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
when it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day. Celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes